So coming up next to the stage, we have from the Chicago Historical Society, Ranish Vashish. My name's Ranish Vashisht. I work for the Chicago Historical Society. My day job is I'm a preservationist for documents that chronicle Chicago's history. There's no theme of press start other than I'm excited to press start on a fun relationship with Nerdalog. So we preserve the written history of Chicago. It's the boring and banal history, unfortunately. It's not the fun stuff like the Roms and the Capones and the Dailies, but it's the history of you and me and the written history we create in Chicago, and we love to preserve that. So if you guys are cool with it, I'd love to read you a few of the documents that we preserve. Is that cool?
Yeah! Hey.
This is one of our real nice gems. Chicago architecture is amazing. In 1973, Mies van der Rohe made the IBM building, which is my favorite building in Chicago. But an equally important thing happened in this building in 1985. And that's IBM company released revision 2 of their IBM Optonics dot matrix printer troubleshooting guide. And I'd like to read that for you today. IBM Optonics dot matrix printer troubleshooting guide, revision 2, February 1985. Hello! And thank you for your purchase of an IBM Optonics dot matrix printer, the valued customer. If your printer isn't printing, try the following steps to remedy the problem yourself. Step 1, turn off, then turn on the printer. Step 2, turn off, then turn on, then turn off, then turn on the printer repeatedly. All while muttering, Jesus, not today, not today, but today. Step 3. Go find Diane from reception. She's not IT, but word is she has the magic touch. Step 4. If Diane says she'll fix it, but only if you take her to lunch, do it. She's weird, but she recently got divorced and has a good heart. Step 5. Get the smallest salad possible to hint to Diane that you want to make this a quick lunch. Then sit back in horror as she orders the surf and turf. That's lobster and steak. Step 6. At 2:30, Diane drunkenly stumbles into the print room, turns off, then turns on the printer several times, and then mutters, I don't know, man, it's fucked. Step 7. Tell the printer why you need to print so badly. Tell it that you need to print and sign custody papers today. Otherwise, Tamara gets your money and your kids. Step 8. If none of the above worked, call IBM technical support and we'll send you a new printer in 6 to 8 weeks. Thank you. It's a real fun one. I like it a lot. Now, how many of you drink Starbucks, huh?
Yeah?
I drink Starbucks.
Great. Now, they've been in the news a lot for their Starbucks Race Together campaign. But did you guys know in 2004 they called us in to preserve some of their document history before they closed their Chicago office and relocated to Seattle? And we got this gem that I'm really excited about. So some context, on March 8th, 2004, a car crashed into a Starbucks in Oak Park, and these are some of their drafts for an official response to the incident. Corporate Communications Department, response to car crashing into Oak Park Starbucks, drafts and final copy. Draft 1, not approved for release, March 9th, 2004. Clearly, our in-store car pickup program needs refinement. Draft 2, not approved for release. March 10, 2004. In their defense, for every 10 baristas you hit with your car, you get a free latte. Draft 3, also not approved for release. March 11th. Every car that crashes into our store gets $1 off a pastry after 2 p.m. Draft 4. Not approved for release, March 12th. We consider this an attack on the hive mind that powers our stores. We will take appropriate action to defend our queen.
Draft 5,
not approved for release March 13th. Was it a nice car? It was? It was a Camry? Well, that's a nice-ish car, but not a nice car. Okay, fine, just saying, that's all. No, I have nothing against poor people, it's just at Starbucks. We think our customers accept a certain level of nice car to crash into the store. Draft 6, not approved, March 14th. We have sinned. God has decided that we are sinners, and we throw ourselves prostrate at this car god. We will draw blood if necessary. We are Starbucks. We are ruthless. We never sleep, but we do close at 10. Finally, Draft 7, approved for release March 15th, 2004. Our sympathies go out to the families of the 4 children that lost their lives. We will, of course, refund their purchase.
That's fun.
Living history, you know? So finally, I want to read... We're probably one of Chicago's oldest nonprofits. I'm really excited about our mission. And we got this one from a division of the National Park Service that closed down here in Chicago. But we were able to preserve this gem. I'm really proud of it. Yellowstone Wilderness Safety Guidelines, revised June 1952... Latest revisions approved by the McCarthy Panel for Wildlife Security. Dear American Yellowstone tourist, welcome to one of America's soon-to-be privately owned crown jewels. Now, as an aside, that didn't come true. Yellowstone National Park, safety is of the utmost importance while visiting. In Yellowstone, bear attacks are the most common shared threat. So keep the following guidelines in mind in case you encounter a wild bear. If you encounter a bear, try and determine its political leanings. Then take appropriate action. Do you suspect the bear intends to redistribute wealth? If so, report it. If the bear is a member of a union, report it. If during your encounter with the bear, it begins to agitate for a fair wage, report it. If the bear begins to pass out literature on the nature of capital in an industrialized society, take the literature and then play dead. If the bear attempts to coerce you into a plot to engage in collective bargaining with management, climb a tree. Finally, if the bear is your teenage daughter, wait it out for 3 years, and if the problem persists, shoot her. Thank you for playing your part in keeping Yellowstone safe for all true Americans. Warmest regards, Senator Joseph McCarthy. Thank you. So that's what I have. Again, I'm a preservationist. If after the show you'd like to talk to me, and if you work in an office, I would love to hear from you. We will come in, we will comb through your minutia, and we will preserve the real gems. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Ranish.
That really has me hankering to go visit Yellowstone, which of course the best way to get there is to fly a lovely Southwest Airlines flight. Non-stop round trip service, guys. All the time, anywhere you want to go, the Continental 48 Southwest is the answer.